about that coming up. Will Flanagan and Jim Dahlke from Chicago Inno are in the studio. Welcome, boys.
Hey, Steve. Welcome. Thanks for having us.
Yep. Yeah.
Did you guys work last week even though I wasn't here?
No, we took it off.
Did you?
If Steve's not working, I'm not working.
Right. We're mailing it in.
You usually mail it in. All right, so Blackhawks are off today. They are taking on Philadelphia at the United Center tomorrow, but their doctors are working. There's this story about this new startup called Shift. It's coming from one of the Blackhawks' doctors, not one of the dentists, right?
No. See, the Blackhawks have a big team of medical professionals, 14, in fact, three dentists, believe it or not, because, you know, hockey. But one of the doctors, Ari Levy, he's an internist for the Blackhawks, and he is launching his own startup, which is going to be a brick-and-mortar healthcare facility here in Chicago, doing a lot of interesting things, kind of bringing a level of comprehensive care that you might see as a professional athlete to the regular people like you and me.
And so we would buy a subscription to this, or how would this work?
Right, so it's going to be a membership-based model. They haven't done the pricing yet, but basically what it is it'll be a facility opening in early 2017 that provides a bunch of healthcare professionals all under one roof. So think fitness trainers, doctors, coaches, nutritionists, recovery specialists.
Yoga, all in forget the yoga.
Exactly. So basically think of this place as like part gym, part doctor's office, part physical therapy center, really providing specific patient care across a range of specialists.
It's a really cool startup idea, but I'm very excited when they announce the pricing, because I think that's going to really define what this company and model is. Because if it's accessible and universal, I love it. And I can't wait to see it scale and launch in every city. I would love to get all of these things in under one roof. I have a feeling it's going to be more of a luxury item, which makes it a cool idea, but not kind of as universal.
Well, but it might have to start kind of fat in order to slim down,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, hopefully. And I think, you know, Jim, when you let off with certain saying, like, you know, one of the Blackhawks' many doctors. Like, to me, many doctors is four. Like, 14 doctors is a ton of doctors. So it's cool. It's such a great startup idea when you're in this environment and you're able to acknowledge, like, wow, this niche thing that's happening, I can find a way to scale. But so I love the idea.
You're not going to go there for when your appendicitis is hurting, right? You're going to go there when you're saying, I want a lifestyle change, and this is sort of a wellness center for you to do all of that.
Exactly. And I mean, and they say that their sort of ideal clientele is really everyone, but I guess if you kind of have to narrow it down, it's really people who maybe have a chronic condition that they're trying to, you know, exactly like you said, sort of change their lifestyle, and everything from nutrition to weightlifting to the recovery after your exercise.
Yeah, and one of the, where I think this is a really smart idea is, especially for people living in Chicago, you look around, you see all of these cranes. Every building that's going up has a gym in it. I live in not a big building, and it has a gym in it. This is something that's becoming pretty widespread and ubiquitous. So the idea of, like, I don't necessarily need a gym membership, but maybe I need a wellness membership. Maybe I need something to just kind of supplement.
Right, so it's like a health club plus a little bit.
Exactly, yeah.
With some people giving you advice that's actually worth listening to.
100%.
That is Shift, and it's coming, when did you say, next year?
Early 2017.
All right, tell me about this remote year, because this sounds like the wildest thing.
Yeah, remote year is a great idea from a startup that really kind of, to me, felt like a quirky idea and got some real funding. So Remote Year is a startup that allows you to work at your job remotely for a year. They will take you to a different city across the world for 12 months. So you go to 12 different cities traveling the world. They're letting you work remotely so you can continue working at your job. I could still be at Chicago Inno writing stories every day, but traveling the world through Remote Year and kind of giving you this platform to travel and work.
Yeah, it's $2,000 a month. They've set up everything, where you're living, where you're working. You'll have relationships with co-working spaces. They've set up travel plans and visits. So the idea that work remotely, you know, if you're a designer or a freelancer, travel the world while, you know, still holding on to that career. Because I love that idea of being able, you know, that the, like, taking a year off. It's either I'm going to keep working or I'm going to see the world. And I kind of like that he's creating a middle ground.
So, I mean, I could just take my U.S. robotics modem and travel around the world and work, right? What is it that they do differently?
So what Remote Year does differently?
So yeah, if it's just internet access, I could go anywhere and do it myself? What is it that sets these guys
apart? Certainly. I think there's a few things. One is just the initiative. I mean, I think everybody wants to work and travel, but you don't really have a plan necessarily. It takes a lot of figuring out your itinerary and what you're going to do. Remote year says, okay, you're committing to this. You're putting the money down. We're going to lead you the way and show you, like, walk with you step by step and kind of show you how to effectively work remotely.
Yeah, and the relationship of the co-working spaces, as well as the fact that it's a group of 75, so that you're kind of in this weird little model together.
Do you go month to month with the 75?
Yeah, it's a group of 75 for the year.
All right, I don't mean to keep interrupting.
Oh, yeah, no, of course.
I thought maybe they were just, everyone was on their own schedule around the world, but you're saying the 75 will spend a month in Madrid and then go on to Lisbon or something like that.
Yeah. Right. Wow. Yeah, they travel together.
Yep, and the startup just last week raised $12 million.
And what's really cool about this is, to kind of Jim's point earlier, is when we've you know, been writing about Remote Year and loved the idea, but it almost felt in a way like some of the Kickstarters we cover. Like, oh, this is a really fun idea, but I never kind of like saw the business behind it. But I think, one, $12 million is significant funding, and two, some of the names associated with the raise. The WeWork co-founder Jesse Middleton and Airbnb's co-founder and CTO Nate Bukarczyk?
So yeah, the CTO of Airbnb. So, I mean, that's like...
Those are big, big companies who have done this, who have taken real big global ideas and have expanded.
And they will partner... This group Remote Year hopes to partner with existing businesses.
Maybe
too,
you
right?
imagine that's one of the reasons WeWork got involved, is they're probably working out of WeWorks around the world, and Airbnb, maybe that's where they're staying. So these are strategic investments as well.
And companies today see a benefit by giving this as like a perk to their employees too. So partnering with Remote Year and, you know, these Fortune 500 businesses, they gave this to their employees as a perk.
It's not cheap, though.
No, it's not. It's a $5,000 deposit and then $2,000 a month. So it depends on if you've still got your place back stateside, if you're, you know, kind of paying the double rent there.
It's not cheap, but $2,000 a month, I mean, you know, a lot of people are close to hitting that anyways, especially if you're living downtown in Chicago or if you're living in New York or San Francisco.
And it's covering your travel and all of that, right?
Yeah, it's covering everything.
Super cool. I want to do this.
Yeah,
I just think it sounds like so much fun. All right, that's Will Flanagan, Jim Dahlke here from Chicago Inno. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will talk about the inaugural NOU Challenge just completed with Will and Jim. Right now, look at the traffic hotspots. Here's Jill Egan.
That is on the outbound side of the Dan Ryan, Steve. We've got an accident at 95th Street. Two left lanes are blocked there. Before that, we've got an accident at 71st as well, which is why our delay starts before Garfield. Your travel time is a really very high, 43 minutes from downtown out to 95th Street, which is not typical for this time of the day. It's worth avoiding for a bit if you can. On the inbound side, not quite so bad, 21 from 95th into downtown. I'm Jill Egan, WGN Traffic Central.
The push for the pennant. Count on your Cubs TV station, WGN, for complete news and sports coverage throughout the playoffs. Watch WGN TV for everything Cubs this October. Make every moment more delicious with a little help from Buddig, quality lunch meats that your family will love. Locally made and family-owned and operated, Buddig is a proud hometown sponsor of our Chicago Blackhawks. Look for Buddig Original and Premium Deli Affordable Prepackaged Lunch Meat in your grocer's refrigerated case. For fun tips and easy recipes, visit them at Buddig.com and join the club.
Baseball is better with tradition.
Hey, hey!
Baseball is better with history.
Hey, hey!
Baseball is better with fans who care.
Baseball
is best of all when you win.
Holy cow.
The Cubs in October.
Oh, yeah!
On the station with the Cubs in our DNA, 720 WGN.
Do you think your house is just settling? Think again. Hi, it's Lou Manfredini here for my friends at PermaSeal. Your house is not supposed to move, and this settling may actually be an indication there is unwanted movement of your home's foundation. And you don't have to spend a lot of time and money investigating this problem. PermaSeal gives free inspections and estimates. When the work is done, you'll have a solid foundation and a fully transferable warranty. For over 37 years, PermaSeal has provided homeowners in the Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana area with the peace of mind they deserve. That's how they've earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and were awarded the 2016 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Do you think your home may have a structural foundation problem? Well, for a free inspection and diagnosis, you know who to call. PermaSeal, a at 800-421-SEAL. That's 800-421-SEAL or permaseal.net.
Don't bet for being better, PermaSeal.
As Americans, we have many issues to consider this election cycle. But those of us in Cook County also have the big issue of property taxes, which are driving some people out of their homes, their county, and their state.
I'm Dan Patlack, Commissioner of the Cook County Board of Review. I've worked hard to increase access to the appeal process and ensure fair assessments. Last year, more appeals were filed with the board than ever in the history of Cook County or the nation, and the Cook County Board of Review was ready. As the only Republican in a tax system controlled by the other party, I represent balance and someone who will fight for you. With over 20 years of experience in property valuation as a realtor, certified assessing officer, board analyst, township assessor, and commissioner, and with a background fighting unfair tax and wasteful spending, I want to continue working for fair assessments on your behalf. I'm Dan Patlack, and I ask for your vote.
Dan Patlack, the qualified candidate for Cook County Board of Review, endorsed by the Chicago Tribune. Visit electpatlack.com. Paid for by citizens for Dan Patlack.
Troy Murray here. For nearly 120 years, Chicago's own Nuveen has worked to live up to the highest standards of investment excellence, committed to delivering lasting value, whatever the markets may bring. Like generations of Chicagoans, they've watched our Blackhawks strive for excellence, whatever the season may bring. At Nuveen, they couldn't be more proud to support our champion Blackhawks as they work to keep Chicago the home of hockey excellence and bring the cup back to our city in 2017. Visit Nuveen.com today.
This is the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN. My name is Steve Bertrand. Will Flanagan and Jim Dahlke from Chicago Inno are here, as well as they are most Mondays. So I think a few Mondays ago, we talked about this InnoU Challenge. The inaugural event came up, right? When, was it last week or the week
before? Yeah, we talked about it last week as well when you were gallivanting in Ireland, yeah. Steve. We talked all about the InnoU, and we were so excited for this event. So it was the first one we did. And it is a it was a showcase and pitch competition for student entrepreneurs throughout Chicago. And we kind of stumbled into the realization that we were going to all of these terrific pitch competitions at universities, at UChicago, at DePaul, at Northwestern. And they're all great, but they're for their network, right? They're siloed. It's UChicago's network, UChicago startups, and same with the other universities. And we kind of realized by covering all of these, we were in this position to be able to bring all these student entrepreneurs for kind of the first time under the same roof. So we did this pitch competition. We had 15 startups, two to three from each school, from UChicago, DePaul, Northwestern, UIC, UIUC, and Illinois Institute of Technology. And it was amazing. I mean, these aren't just hey, here's a gadget that makes our beer fridge stay on longer.
This this helps me open the popcorn bag.
Yeah, right? This is virtual reality for healthcare. One of my favorites was Therapals, which is making these robotic stuffed animals that are designed specifically for Alzheimer's patients that buzz in a unique way to calm them down, and they have like really interesting science and technology that have been proven to really help people who are you know, starting to lose it a little bit, to really calm them and help them feel like they are not alone. And then there is another company we heard from, Embodied Labs, that is creating virtual reality environments for people that are also suffering from dementia. We heard from just a number of these companies that are really tackling these big, bold problems. And it was really inspiring to see 18 to 19 to 20-year-olds just diving in head first.
Yeah, and the winner of the inaugural pitch competition was a startup called Grapevine, which is doing some really cool stuff. The founder is Maria MacIver, and she's from the University of Illinois, Chicago. And she's got a platform that connects users to hairstylists in the black hair care market through an app that shows where stylists who can do your specific type of hair right. are closest to you. So, I mean, a lot of people in the black hair care market go to a salon, and that salon might not have somebody who's equipped to handle their specific needs. So this pairs you with somebody who's capable of doing your hair, which was a great idea.
Okay, I got to ask, because you're talking about people helping people with Alzheimer's and all of these things, but the winner helps you get a haircut. So obviously the criteria is not, how to further humanity, right? So what is it when you guys are looking at this to when you make the award? What are the standards sort of?
Totally, great question. And it comes down to the presentation, but it was also, you know, she's tackling a real problem that I think a lot of people in the audience identified with.
So it was audience participation. So the audience got to put a little buck, you know, a fake dollar bill into the different baskets.
I mean,
so
something that has a real impact on people.
Yeah, exactly. So everyone got an InnoBuck when they came, and at the end of the presentations, they invested their InnoBucks in their favorite presentation, and the most funded startup won the InnoU Challenge.
Okay.
So great. Mine was the most funded startup.
Someone tell me about Shaq, because I think that sounds kind of cool.
Yeah.
Shaq is a really interesting idea. You can kind of think about it as like a Airbnb for free for college students. It's kind of strange. So basically, it's for commuting college students. So think about a student who lives in St. Charles, Illinois, and goes to DePaul. They have to go home back to St. Charles every day on the train. They're really missing out on a lot of school experiences by
homework,
living in the
study
city.
Groups,
exactly.
So parties.
they are out and they don't get to be a part of that lifestyle. What they can do with Shaq is basically couch surf for free in exchange for like a service. So they say, okay, let me stay at your house for two nights of the week, and I will wash your dishes or walk the dog. It's kind of like a free Airbnb for college students.
And is it working, or is it just
an
idea?
They are building it. They're getting off the ground. I think they're just about to launch in their beta right now. And it came from two commuting college students at DePaul. It was a need that they felt that wasn't being met.
Yeah, but seriously, Jim, who would commute from St. Charles every day?
Right, you'd have to be a fool, right? Oh, look, Jim Dahlke does. Yeah. Jim Dahlke and Will Flanagan. Great to see you guys again. We'll do it again next Monday. This is the Business Lunch on 7. Now it's time for you to start driving home on 720 WGN. Yeah.